conversant are you with the constitution of Uganda?
All I know is that they are dynamic, they change every day.
The responsible people have not taken time to inform us about the law.
Did you know ignorance of the law is no defense when you commit a crime?
The last time I heard about that was when I was handcuffed.
Did you know it's your constitutional mandate to know the law?
I just came to find out.
It is my right to know the law. Law, my right is to
be united. As a citizen of Uganda, I am conversant with the law.
Hello and welcome to NALO, a show that creates legal awareness among the youth. My name is Solomon Chisache and today we shall definitely be talking about arrest.
The word arrest literally means putting a stop to movement or seizing somebody by the authority of the law. More technically, however, it is defined as the apprehension of a person suspected of criminal activities. According to the Hunted Thinker, Ayume Eland author says that arresting a person therefore means interfering with his personal liberty. He further says that according to the Constitution under Article 23, no person shall be deprived of personal liberty. This clause, however, has a number of exceptions in paragraph A to H to this general principle, whereby the law says that in certain circumstances, the state has not only the right but also a duty to interfere with his liberty by causing the arrest and prolonged incarceration of an individual by some lawful authority for purpose of compelling the arrested. However, according to the 2006 Police Act, the police officer may arrest without a court order or warrant any person she or he may have reason to suspect has committed an offense. In contrast, the 1950 Criminal Procedure Act lists different grounds to arrest a person without warrant. But is it still the same case in the 2022 Police Act? While talking to our victim, whose names are withheld, he narrates how he was arrested without a police warrant and the challenges he faced while being arrested for the offense he didn't commit.
Well, mine was a case of what I could call the random arrests that were happening during the 2021 election. And then the time after, actually the day we were arrested was the day they announced the president as, the new president. And we were moving home. I was actually with my brother and randomly we met security people. And all of a sudden, they're like, you guys are the ones who have burnt the road across there. And for God's sake, we were not even connected to it. They were kind of violent. A few of the boys I met, random boys, because the only guy I knew was my brother there. The whole point is, at that point, there were random arrests. Very many arrests. Where are you? We found very many youths. In prison, at police cells, and then all of them were telling you the same story. The arrests at that point were rushed, I could say. They didn't even take time to do a court process where maybe you're given a bail and they investigate you. And I know it was a very politically charged moment, and you know that always happens when there is a political season. I know what had preceded that with everything that happened between the president and his opponents. So I think moving forward in future, if we could really have very peaceful and not emotionally charged elections, where maybe innocent people don't find themselves in prison because maybe of people who are fighting for power, and yet these are people who don't really know what's going on. I don't want to use that word, but the whole crap of going to courts of law and then the judge is dodging you. All they want you is to first go to prison so that they could get a chance for you to... they know when you're inside, let's say Chitalia or Chigo, wherever you are, they know your family always try to get money. They know when you stay at the police station, your family thinks maybe you can get him out. So there's this whole trick that they play, and it's something I would love to put to light is... They always play this game of let's make him go to prison so that when his family knows that he's in prison, though he may not have a case, they will rush to look for some money to bail him out. So courts of law do these things. Police, I mean, I think, in my opinion, it is always something they do in conjunction with police.
Interesting that according to the Ugandan law, I could arrest you or you could arrest me? Huh, quite interesting. Well, how about you sit with me and find out how that is actually possible? According to the Ugandan constitution, citizens have a right to hold a crime perpetrator in custody provided they witnessed it happening. However, they have to hand over the person to the police as soon as possible because your home is not a lawful place of custody. My